Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Right now we are talking with Chris in Missouri. Rick, you guys can continue.
Yeah. Let me just back up here 2 seconds because this is kind of interesting. I'm kind of glad Chris is bringing this up. And so, but how many times have I alluded to this problem that we have here? And if you listen to the show regularly, everyone knows I'm Catholic. But, you know, like Robin Williams said in the movie Hook, I'm not that kind of lawyer. This guy we call Pope Francis somehow became the Pope. But I do have, I guess, 2 questions for Chris. And one is, Chris, what part of Missouri, roughly, are you calling from?
South Missouri. Yeah.
Southeast?
South Central Missouri.
Okay, cool. Well, are you Catholic?
Yes.
Oh, fascinating. Well, okay, then I see your issue here. I call him Pope Francis so that people know what I'm talking about. But if you've been listening to the show, well, let me ask this. Would you have called Barack Obama the President of the United States?
No, I did not.
Well, okay. Yeah.
And I don't call him Pope either. I call him Francie Baby. And everybody, they say, oh, isn't that disrespectful? It would be disrespectful if he was a Pope. He's not the Pope.
Yeah.
He's just like anybody else who's trying to destroy the church. And that's what I'm trying to get at. A lot of people out there, they don't know the difference between a Catholic and a non-Catholic.
Right. Well, and then you heard me ask, well, we've got people in my family who are, if from that point of view, then extremely Catholic, but it doesn't mean what people think that means. You know, you're opening up a can of worms there, too, because if you say that this person in my family is extremely Catholic, then other people say, oh, well, then if you're extremely Catholic, you must hate Protestants. Why? Why does it have to be like that? Why do we have to have it that way? So,
and nobody said you had to hate Protestants, no.
No.
That wouldn't be a good Catholic.
No, that's maybe not a Catholic at all.
But I adhere to the rules of the Catholic Church, the true Catholic Church.
Yeah.
And when they started, when they started this stuff, where they were ignoring the rules and making up their own rules, I had to look into it to find out what was going on because I really wasn't sure. So now I know. I'm calling in to let you know that when we have somebody on the radio who is saying stuff, and it sounds like you're upholding him as the Pope. And just because somebody was elected does not necessarily... We've had over 40 anti-popes before these last 8 that we've had. Just to let you know. I don't know if you knew that, but a lot of people don't know that kind of stuff.
Well, no, but you know, here's the thing, Chris, and you have to bear this in mind. Only so many people listening to this show give a damn one way or the other. I, of course, do, because, you know, I get maligned, because of this guy. You know, it's like black people who have to get beat up, you know, because there was a Michael Brown once upon a time. You know, they all take the black eye for that. So, yeah, I care, but I personally am not sure the listeners give a damn one way or the other. So I don't...
Well, I think they do. I think they do. And I know that there's other people that have listened to the program, and not just only yours, but a lot of the other ones, and they bash Catholics like nobody's business. all I'm saying is, they can bash those Catholics who are up there now, the Novus Ordo Catholics. They can bash them all they want, but they got to know the difference between the two. They don't. They don't have a clue.
Gentlemen, can I interject something here as a non-Catholic?
Sure can.
What I see from the outside looking in, to start with, I have a very definite like for Catholic people. What I see is the institution being destroyed from the inside out. And I found that very sad.
Well, you're correct. That's exactly what they were trying to do. They're taking over. They're usurping the seat of Peter. That's exactly what they've done. So you're correct.
You're doing a fine job.
They're doing a great job. I don't see how they could be teaching anything so contrary to the Catholic faith as what they're teaching now, and people are just accepting it. Oh, well, he must be the Pope, you know.
Well, you know, my wife teaches Old Testament in a Catholic preparatory school. $20,000 a year to get these educations. She did parent-teacher conference, and one of the sixth graders, one of the more bright kids, went home and told his mother, "I have finally got a teacher who isn't afraid to teach Catholic doctrine." Now, Catholic doctrine, don't y'all get your knickers in a twist here. It just means the truth without all of the nonsense, without all the social justice BS and all of that. It's just plain bare-bones Christianity is what it is, practical bare-bones Christianity. So forget all of the hate speech. Get that out of your head. The woman teaches doctrine straight out of the Bible, and the kids really like it, if I may say.
Well, everybody likes the truth.
Yeah, well, sure. And Well, not everybody, but okay.
Even people hate the truth.
Satan likes the truth. I read one place where he was said that he would be dragged up and down a pillar from Earth to the Moon with sharp objects sticking out of it if he could just look upon God's face one time. That's what Satan said. I know it might be hard for you to believe, but...
Yeah, that's a tough one, right?
I know. As a Catholic, I believe a lot of the stuff, the old saints, the miracles, all that. I believe all that. I don't... You know, some people that they say, well, yeah, I'm Catholic, and I say, oh, so you do believe that the angel picked up the man and took him to baptize somebody, and they say, what? And I said, yeah, that's in the Bible. And they say, well, I don't believe that part.
Right.
We have a problem.
Those are called the menu. Those are the menu Catholics. We have Catholics for choice. In other words, who call themselves Catholic but believe in abortion. We have Nancy Pelosi. We have who's that other idiot? Joe Biden, claiming to be Catholic. They have any number of times gotten to the front of a communion line, and a priest gives them a swift kick in the butt and tells them to get lost because they're not getting the body of Christ. But you'll never see that in the news. You'll never see that, but that's the way it should be done. You do not give Nancy Pelosi communion. You don't do it, and it puts a real rash on my ass when she tells everybody she's a Catholic. It just makes me look like a fool. I hate every second of it, but there's nothing I can do about it.
Well, I just want to let you know that if he's really not the Pope, okay, and we haven't had a Pope for the last eight popes. If he's not the Pope, then there is a break in authority, because the authority comes from God to the Pope, to the bishops, to the priests. Well, if you don't have a Pope, you don't have the bishops, because it's been too long since we've had a true Pope. And if you don't have the bishops, you don't have the priests. So you can't be consecrating the host if you're not a true priest or a true bishop.
I'm not convinced that so.
I know you're not convinced, but look it up and you'll find out.
Well, Yeah, but see, practically speaking, here's a classic example. You see priests who obviously are sinners forgive sin. Well, that's done by the grace of God. So I'm going to guess that at the same time, a priest who is less than perfect still consecrates hosts. But there was an example locally of a priest. Now, this guy was one of the most famous healers ever. He actually had the power to legitimately heal people, and people came from all over to get healed by this guy. But the man was a raging alcoholic, and healing mass would begin, I can't find it. Go get the guy out of the gutter somewhere, wherever he was, fill his face full of coffee and throw him up there on the altar, and he could actually heal. Well, okay, how does this happen? Maybe you would say it can't, and yet it does.
I didn't say it can't, because Satan has powers, too.
Well, I don't think he... You think, well... Well,
yes, I think Satan does things in order to sway people's mind. You know, since the Vatican II, they had all those hosts that were bleeding hosts and all this. I don't believe they were bleeding hosts.
What did you think they were?
I think it was a trick from Satan to bring people into the Vatican II. Because the Vatican II has nothing to do with the Catholic faith.
Well, my God, we don't have time for this, Chris. Chris,
I'll have to talk to you some other time then.
Yeah, next week, do it again. But I don't want to lose all the. You know, I really am fearful that our listeners don't give a damn one way or the other about this stuff.
I wouldn't be surprised if they called up and you know, went on the internet and told you guys that they enjoyed the conversation because they didn't know any of this stuff that was going on.
Well, we do get that from a few people around the nation. I won't name them, but there are some very interesting people. One is in the middle of the country. The other's up in the Northwest. We do get some fascinating emails from these folks, but the vast majority of our listeners, I don't know. So, but we can do this in 5-minute chunks. So, if you call back next week, we can do it again.
Certainly. You guys have a blessed day. Thank you.
Thanks a million. All right, bye. Nice fellow. Interesting stuff. You know, as a follow-up, I tell you, in all seriousness, you know, the man is helping me in a large way because, you know, there have been any number of times that I have alluded to this tremendous pain that I have to put up with, which is this situation where, you know, I have to get maligned with the crazies, and it is a big pain in the butt. But at the same time, I worry
that we've got more callers waiting.
Well, let's move along.
And Chris,
let's move along.
Call back again next week, buddy.
Okay.
Call
Let's
back
go to Mike
again
in
next
Kentucky.
Week. I appreciate your call. Thank you. All right, next we're going to Mike in Kentucky.
What? Okay, I didn't
good
realize
morning,
I was
Mike.
Hey, good morning to you.
Hello?
I didn't realize I was next. I thought there was more in front of me. Okay, well, I did have a question.
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of horse manure that I'm wondering about, but not direct reference to the last conversation, but I think from what I read, and I think it's in fairly good authority, and you can find actual screenshots of the books from 100 years ago that I guess they must have been printed on some kind of durable non-acid paper, because there's a lot of paper from 100 years ago that's just crumbling apart on the shelf in the library. So hemp paper, of course, can last hundreds of years, but if you can find a physical copy of the Jewish Encyclopedia, and maybe it's a brag, I don't know, but the keeper of the papal treasure is the Rothschilds. I mean, where your treasure is, there your heart is. Is that not true? I mean, how is it that we should not be suspicious for the last 100 years that the Catholic organization is...
That's idolatry, of course.
Yeah, well, where your treasure is, there your heart is. So Should we not be suspicious that they've infiltrated and corrupted the entire Catholic Church with the goal of establishing their one world order?
Well, Mike,
of reason of being,
well,
Lucifer, you know, a Freemasonry.
Right. Well, Mike, they have infiltrated and corrupted every church, not just the Catholic Church.
Oh, I'm not arguing that.
Yeah, there's no, Satan knows no bounds. So, you know, trust me when I say he's working in every country and in all religions, in every language. He's evil never sleeps, buddy.
Well, and it came up during last week's show, and somebody challenged me last hour or last program about oaths. And, you know, it seems to me the only oath that is worth, acknowledging would be an oath that Scripture tells us about, if we're to believe it's true, that the Most High has made. Those oaths we could probably count on. But the oaths of any men, brothers in a fraternal organization or people in office, I mean, how can we count on those? And how can we be so arrogant to swear an oath since we don't have the power to change one hair black or white? I can't say that I'm gonna swear an oath. I'll be in Texas tomorrow and help you with, you know, your fall gardening. You know, how can I? Any number of things can happen in the next 24 hours that prevent me from doing that. I can't even promise people I'll be on to work on time. That's the world I live in. I mean,
well,
I go out here and start my car and
That's what? The world everybody lives in. Everybody lives in that world.
And so there's a lot of controversy over the cold neardra this time of the year because of you know, the Day of Atonement. And I don't want to trash the Jewish religion unnecessarily. There's a lot of morality there. There's a lot of well thought out stuff that they have dealt with for 1,000 years, like being forced to join Christianity and forced to swear an oath. And if anybody knows anything about contract law, if you are under threat, duress, or coercion, or lack of full disclosure, there is no contract. It's void. So to put somebody, a knife to somebody's throat and say, swear an oath to the United States, or swear an oath to Christianity, or swear an oath to the Catholic, you know, secret order of the Jesuits or something.
Well, that's Islam.
Well, but no, but this happens in America. It's happened in, you know, when we were trying to fight the commies, you know. They wanted loyalty oaths and
well,
all this stuff.
Well, I'm dying to know where are you going with this, Mike? You've lost. What are you hinting at here?
Well, then I think this is one of the ways that the Catholic Church or any organization is corrupted, is when they form these kind of secret orders that are behind the scenes,
geez,
with their loyalty oaths. And I don't know what you think of the Jesuits, but I think they're out there and parallel with the various other secret groups, be they Jewish,
they
or Masonic.
Are. Well, that would be, I mean, okay, if you want my opinion, that's what I think. But I also think this. I mean, we have people in our family that will come to a family party, and they will beat this ball back and forth across the net until it's hairless. The practical application of what you're talking about will be the same as it always is. You can't make two people do anything. It's all going to be about your personal choices and what you choose to do. It's going to be about how you decide to react to your stewardship obligation. And stay there for a couple more minutes.
Yeah, we'll be back in 3 minutes, folks. 1-800-313. I'm drawing a blank. 1-800-313-9443.
I just knew too much. Does that make me crazy? We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Is your property a financial burden and causing you grief? Have you tried to sell but can't find buyers? Or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
All the world over sad, easy to see. People everywhere just wanna be free. Listen, please, listen, that's the way it should be. Peace in the valley, people got to be free. You should see.
Welcome to Survival Show here on RBN. We're speaking with Mike in Kentucky at the moment. All right, gentlemen. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, why are we in jeopardy every year? If you look at that chapter in, I think it's 2 Corinthians, it concludes with that. We are in jeopardy. And why place yourself in jeopardy by making, you know, promises, oaths, vows, in vain or not, you know, only those oaths that are made to God are supposedly valid. I think that, you know, this time of the year, the Jewish people try to do a reconciliation and acknowledge that they may not be able to keep their oaths and promises throughout the next year. I don't think that's a reason to not interact with them or not trust them. But, you know...
May I suggest one thing, though, Mike? Here in St. Louis, we have a gigantic, well, we have a, once again, we have Chris asking me why I call the Pope the Pope. It's for ID purposes. We have a tremendous Jewish population here, but they're not all Jewish. Some of them are Jewish in name only, but some of them are orthodox. I do business with both, and I can tell you right now, my fastest paid customer holds the world record is an Orthodox Jewish accountant. This guy is following the law, his law, and so do I trust him? Absolutely. Do I trust some of the others who they could be Goldstein, Goldfarb, whatever they're Rosenbaum, whatever. But if they're not going to practice their religion in an appropriate way, do I trust them? I do not.
By the fruits you know them is what you're getting at, I guess, the short story. But
yes, it is. I've got a friend supposedly a lifelong Catholic, and he told me that he doesn't think that God cares one way or the other about dog sex. And I said, What are you talking about? And he says, you know, where you're maybe you're cheating on your wife, but you're not falling in love with the gal. And I said, have you lost your mind? What in the God's name? And this guy's Catholic, you see. So I'm sorry, Chris. Chris just fainted. But this is the kind of thing I deal with. This is the kind of thing I deal with all of the time. You know, people want to rewrite the Bible. They don't want to follow the rules. And then they what's the word? They when you make crap up, what are you doing?
They rationalize their behavior.
Thank you. I have a fit with that word. They're rationalizing. Look, they think they're going to make a deal with God in the end. They think they're going to schmooze his butt off, and they're not. So, but please continue.
I was going to say in Amos, I mean, he's not, for those people that are not even trying to make an effort, I think he says he vows that he will not forget their wrongdoing, and that's the whole reason for Yeshua, and the reason that pretty much Orthodox Judaism is in effect obsolete, and so many are trying to turn back to the shadow and get all pharisaical and, you know, all this ritualism and stuff. I mean, now everybody's become obsessive compulsive with hand washing, not realizing that, like the Pharisees, that they're affecting their immune system. You know, with antibiotics, it's going to affect your gut. I mean, the science is getting pretty well settled on that in the last 20 years as they've looked at that. Your microbiome, probably the healthiest peanut character was Pigpen, you know, walking around in a cloud of muck because he had his immune system all broke.
Yeah, he couldn't catch any.
No,
yeah, he was inoculating
anything.
All of his friends. Yeah.
In a way, in effect, yeah. But what I was getting at when I first was interested in calling, you know, I know you guys are off on a lot of different topics, but I've got a friend that I met that is doing container gardening, and he's using horse manure and sand. I mean, he's using a couple of foot of sand in the bottom, and he's using a couple of foot of horse manure. He's doing pretty good with a lot of stuff, but I don't know. You can't trust all that. I mean, you got these.
No, you can't because if I'll tell you what, I mean, there is a substance out there called golden malarin, and I'm not going to get into it because it's the nastiest stuff I've ever seen. It will drop a coon dead while he's eating. It's a fly bait, but they put it in a container up for flies. And then you've got the other thing where raccoons will get into a horse barn at night, spook the horse, and he breaks his leg. So they use cyanide eggs in there for them. So how do you know what's in there? You don't know.
Yeah.
You just don't know.
They shoot these horses full of all kinds of stuff. Well, we got another callers.
Mike,
all right.
Thank you for calling in.
All right.
Call back again next week.
Ladies
and gentlemen, we will be back in 3 minutes. 1-800-313-9443.
Into the other and all points in between. Took a dive to Mississippi. Well, muddy water turned to wine.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're so sweet, you're so fine. I want you all and everything that just to be mine, 'cause you're my babe. 'Cause you're my love.
Welcome back to the Real Survival Show here on RBN. Okay, gentlemen, we have other callers waiting, so we're going to go ahead and go to Tom in Utah on line 9. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Tom.
This is getting very predictable. Hello.
Tom, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, we got you.
Christian.
Just a
Christian, yeah, go ahead.
Just a little cute side note, connecting some of my efforts with the Vatican. When I was involved with preparing Howard Lyman to go to Oprah Winfrey's show, and then she got in trouble, I had to go in and do battle on her behalf to get her freed of the charges, you know, if down there in Amarillo. So I resorted to using a distant cousin of mine. His name is Albert Kaplan. He's gone now, so I can use his name. He was a broker in the trade towers. And yeah, guess who he was a broker for? He was Jewish, of course.
Who knows?
He was broker for the Vatican. An investor.
Yeah.
And
right.
he told me after all of our experience together, you know, in that battle, he said, Tom, if you want to make money, do like the Vatican does. Their number one investment is in pharmaceuticals. Number two is in medical HMOs, insurance, medical insurance. Number three, mortuaries. And number four, cemeteries.
Good Lord.
He said, that's where the money...
Yeah, money's in cemeteries.
And then, of course, another friend I had who was a writer, you know, he kind of reviewed the script for the Pope, Pope John Paul. Same thing.
Oh,
his
okay.
name was Moshe. Yeshua Moshe.
Wow, rude. Well, they know the law, darn it. I mean, what are you going to do? I mean, you know, that's how I, that is exactly how I met my Jewish accountant, was I needed a decent accountant, and my brother-in-law said, well, if you want a decent accountant, make sure you get a Jewish one. And that's kind of how I came across this fellow, and he was good. But he is Orthodox, and he is strictly by the book. Very good man, funnier than all get out, like him. But please continue.
Well, that, I found that rather curious to find out that the Vatican made its greatest profit on its investments in the industry of death.
Right.
You know, drugs, doctors, morticians, and cemeteries. Well, he said, put your money there, you will never lose.
Well,
anyway,
I would probably tend to agree. That's probably true, except, you know, now we have a problem with real price discovery because the Federal Reserve is buying everything across the board, so it's tough to figure out what's really happening, but I digress. Please continue.
Well, that was it. I was on earlier today, and I was telling people we need to preserve our own constitution so we can at least labor to save or salvage the national constitution. And I did tell the listeners earlier to refer to one of my students' efforts. That's Dr. Lorraine Day. She had more time to write than I did. But anyway, and then if anybody wants to pick my brains like Mike in Kentucky does, just go to gassingamerica.com and go to the phone number or lifesave.org. Lifesave.org is my old original website just after the internet opened. And I put that together. I had to learn HTML to write my own pages. So it's pretty, how do you say, amateurish in appearance. But I love to tell people what I know and what Pope John Paul was asking information through a friend. I did like John Paul. St. Francis is another thing, isn't he? I mean,
well, you
not Saint
Ben Pope. You mean Pope Francis? Yeah,
Pope Francis.
So
yeah.
Saint Francis would be my my favorite saint. I love that. I love to read about him. But yeah,
oh yeah, he was all right.
I know Chris didn't think much of John Paul, but I liked him. I thought I just liked his practical take on stuff. I really enjoyed it.
Did you see the movie The Rose with Sean Connery where he's depicting the life of Saint Francis?
I can't believe. Yeah, I can't believe you saw it. Yeah, boy, that's a hell of a movie. But I love that movie. That young boy that was with him. Yeah, that was a marvelous movie. That was a great movie.
Yeah, everybody should see that. It played in the theaters 1 or 2 days, and it was pulled.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
But anyway, you guys have a good day. I just wanted to give you that little side note.
Yeah, hey, you know what? Before you go, I don't know if you care, but there is another excellent movie out. It's not along those lines, but if you're looking for an unbelievably cool movie, The Red Violin is a story about a violin that comes down through history. But it's a fabulous movie, just fabulous. You're going to love it, no matter who you are.
Well, as long as it's got good dialogue, because I can't see what the lick after Washington, D.C. did that
right.
thing
oh,
for me.
Yeah. Well, it's got great, yes. I think it would be something that you would get a big kick out of. It's a story about a famous violin from a famous violin maker so it would be something like a Stradivarius. But it changes hands over and over again. It goes to a child in an orphanage who becomes a great violinist, and it goes through the Chinese Communist Revolution, surfaces somewhere else, and eventually comes up for auction. But yeah, it would the red violin. You might give it a shot and let me know what you think. I'd be curious to know what you think if you happen okay. to access that.
The red violin.
Yeah. The red violin.
By the way, there was a listener that sent me a little bit to help me with my website to pay that.
Yeah.
And she didn't send her phone number, so I could call her back and thank her. And I forget her name. But anyway, whoever it was that sent me some shekels this last week, call me up, and I'd love to give you my gratitude. A little bit here and there helps a lot, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Oh, yes, yes. Many hands makes lighter work.
Is that screwing your light bulb in, right?
You've heard that one. It takes a lot of people to spin the table, yeah. It takes a lot of people to turn the table, yeah.
Anyway, all right, you guys have a good evening, good weekend.
Thank you, Tom.
You too, Tom.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Ladies and gentlemen, before we go to our next caller, I want to put in a shameless plug for some products we sell. Please go to ruralsurvival.life. There you can get the COVID-19 mosquito netting mask. There's links on the top left area of the page. We also have been selling those cook stoves that are made of stainless steel that are super light. People seem to love them. And we've also brought back the flash drives. Now, last week when I talked about them, for some reason, even though I copied a direct link from the page, the browser would not open it. It worked in email, but it didn't work on the web page. I've made the link shorter, and you should be able to access them. We're going to be adding more materials to them, and of course, the price will go up a little bit. But right now, they're $25.95, I believe, plus shipping. It's got almost 6 gigabytes of information on it right now. We've got 26 in stock. They're ready to ship, ready to go right now. Next, we're going to Carla, Rick's sister, on line 5. And then we're going to talk to Jim in New York on line 11 after Carla's done. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Tim, Lori. Hey, Rick, how are you?
How are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thanks for asking. I'm glad you guys are all doing well.
My question
is about Bitcoin. Sorry to get off the Pope subject.
No, that'll be fine. I highly suggest everybody look seriously into cryptos right now, but go ahead.
Okay. My question is about a subject other than exactly Bitcoin. It is about stuff, say, like band protocol, where it is something that's like maybe related to an API or something like that, where, I wondered what your thoughts were on something like that.
You've lost me. Are you talking about altcoins? Are you talking about some of these smaller coins? Is that what you mean? Yeah, no, I don't feel good about that. I do have a thought on it. I'm sorry.
Right now,
band
protocol is at 646.
Right. Yeah. See, no, Peter and those guys are screwing around with altcoins. It's gambling is what it is. You're hoping that you can get in, make a little money, and get back out before you get caught with your doors down. I don't recommend it. I never do well gambling. The Lord God has taught me, Rick, don't gamble. If you're going to shoot at the king, for God's sake, don't wound him. So you know, yeah. I don't. You know, I go center mass.
So you're just putting your money in one place and putting it there.
I won't invest in altcoins or junk bonds or ETFs or goofy stocks. I don't buy memes. So, you know, for your purposes, and honestly mm-hmm. for the listeners too, I don't know why I would give you different advice. You know, stick with something for right now. Something like, if you're going to do this, do Bitcoin. Buying Bitcoin gets you outside of the system. And I know I've never said it before. Get outside the system. You know, get...
You've
get
never said this. Oh, my God. Nope. I have never heard you say
that. Get outside the freaking system, or they're going to take your lunch money and they're going to smack you in the face until you say, thank you, sir, give me another one. So get yep. outside the system. Get outside the system in any way you can, whether it's growing your own food, buying Bitcoin, buy silver, buy junk silver. I don't care if it's $20 worth of junk silver. That means 90%. So, no,
right.
I would. I mean, for your purposes, if I were you, I'd be happy with Bitcoin. A lot of people say it's going to 400,000.
Right.
You know, whereas money is walking backwards, not at the snail's pace at all. But let's say it's a grandma on a walker pace. So you want to, you know,
she's got tennis balls.
It's faster than a snail. You know, get outside the system. But you know, and by the way, if you really want to talk about that stuff in some detail, you want to call Jay, okay? You all can't call Jay, but you know, text him or something and ask him what he thinks.
Yeah.
But you know, call him, text him, do whatever. Jay's the guy for all you. Jay's the guy who has his own crypto, which the state of Missouri is apparently, at least at this point, adopting, called Cangia. So Jay knows cryptos up one side and down the other. And the other day when I was stuck buying cryptos, couldn't figure out the damn system, he helped me out. Then he helped me to help this girl here. Because he knows what he's doing. So that's, you know, so for those of you who want to get cryptos and you're having a tough time, you may need a little bit of help from some millennial somewhere who knows what they're doing. Did you have any other thing on your mind?
You know, I did, but I told you I had that mm-hmm. thing like you did. And
dementia, yeah. Yep.
It's not dementia,
Attention deficit disorder. Yeah.
Well, no, I blacked out and fell, and now I'm wearing a halter monitor, and yeah.
I don't have that. What are you talking about? All right. Well, we'll discuss that later. All right.
Yeah.
If you think of your other question, text me later.
Okay, I will. Thank you. I love you.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Brother, really love. Bye, and Carla.
I fell down and I can't get up. Yeah. All right.
Okay. Our next caller is Jim in New York on line 11. Good morning, Jim.
Oh, how are you? There's some great callers. There's some wonderful callers today. Tom, who was a great call, mentioned the Vatican. And I think the Vatican is one of the most evil institutions that exists. I was
Jim. I'm not getting a lot of volume. Can you?
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yeah, that is better.
But the Vatican is one of the most evil institutions in the world today. The current
I would tend to agree. But Jim, I got to ask you this. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I'm just dying to know this. This is a curiosity for me. I can't get to the bottom of. Are you Catholic, Jim?
I was brought up Catholic.
All right,
and,
so that's close enough. Well, why are people so fascinated with the Vatican? Why? What is it? What's the fascination with that place? I want you to tell me, because I don't have it. I couldn't care less what they do. So I want to know why. You see, when we talk about this, the phones just light up, and everybody is—they just somehow really like the subject, and I don't get it.
Well, I just, again, your ordinary Catholic is clueless. Yeah. But again, well, as you go to the top, the higher you go,
the more evil.
Yeah.
You mean wrong? And, okay.
All right. But your ordinary small Catholic church are generally all good people. But I mean the Vatican. The Vatican is an evil institution. And Tom in Utah made a good point.
Yeah.
They're part of the power elite. And look where they invest their money, because they know.
Right.
And but no, your ordinary small Catholic church, they're nice people. But I don't like...
I'm glad you brought that up, Jim. And let me insert just one quick caveat here. When we were talking to Chris in Missouri about this subject, we were going all over the place, and I kept forgetting to say, and I want to say, look, this isn't going to be any different than the government of the United States, the problems we're having, the problems inside the church is really the same problem. It's just about a bunch of, evil assholes that don't have their priorities in order, who just don't have enough to do, and they're not happy unless they've got their dirty little fingernail in your cut. But the solution is always going to be the exact same, whether you're dealing with the United States government or the church, whichever church it is. You want to be local. You want to be local. You want to be small. You want to be local. You want to take care of your own, hold up your end, be the best person that you can be, and you can't take responsibility for these idiots, nor can I be responsible for them. But that's all I wanted to say on that subject, but please go ahead.
The three areas of power in the world where they all have is, the City of London, Washington, D.C., and the Vatican. And interesting, guys probably know. They all have obelisks.
I would agree with that. Yeah, they're brutal,
all three of them. All three of them have an obelisk. So those are the three centers of power. And the Vatican is, it's just an evil organization. Are there any callers after me?
No.
You're
the last caller for the show. In fact, we've only got 1 minute left for you, buddy.
Okay. But that's all I really wanted to say. And I'll let you guys finish out the program. Wonderful calls today. But Tom was a great call. And Mark was a very interesting call. And you guys have a wonderful weekend.
You too. Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. We really appreciate your call. Okay, Rick and Lori, it's time to wrap up the show, guys.
All right. Well, I'll do this and get out of the way. Look, if I have...
Well, you're not in the way.
I think if I had anything to say to you folks, I would say two things. Get outside the system in any way you can. Get away from these people. Yes, they are evil, and they definitely mean you harm. And if you hang around with them long enough, they will get you. The other thing is be local. Be responsible. Take good care of your family and your neighbors. And for God's sakes, take care of your spiritual life. I don't care what you call it. But do something intelligent with it. Do your best. I think today... Seeing as how I feel the icy grip of the devil, we will talk to Michael the Archangel. Holy Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the divine power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all of the other evil spirits who wander through the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen.
Well, thank you, Rick.
That's okay.
All right. Thank you very much. Lori, your closing comments.
As always, remember our men and women in uniform and their families, the elderly, the homeless. I'd also like to say thank you to our sponsor, Extendivite, for sponsoring our program, and to all of our callers and listeners, thank you, and God bless you. You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you, Lori. All right, folks, my wrap-up is pretty much the same as always. One thing I want to add, and I'll do it first. When this cryptocurrency comes in, or the Fed coin, or whatever they're calling it, credits, remember one thing. They can cut you off at any time. If they deem... Well, look at China, where they have the social credit score. You know, they can ban people from flying. They can flat take away all their money at their discretion. This won't be voluntary. This is not an either or. It is a system where they can control the people. And the reality is, I've looked at this from every angle. I don't see a way to beat it other than barter. So make your connections now where you can trade what you produce for what somebody else produces, even if it can be goods, it can be services. Where I live, we already do this. So it is not hard to set up. Other than that, please keep your head on a swivel. Maintain your situation awareness. Pay attention to what's going on around you locally, in your state, in the nation, and globally. You can pretty much figure out what's coming next if you really pay attention. I personally see war on the horizon, but that's my opinion. Not saying it's going to happen, but that's my opinion. So bottom line is, be prepared as much as you can. If things get really, really bad, preparedness might not help too much, but you can't say you didn't try. So other than that, we'll see you back here next week. Same time, same channel. Call in as early as you can. I hope everybody has a great weekend. And please pray for our president. Pray for his administration to give him the right advice. Pray for the nation as a whole. And most of all, folks, I offer my prayers for your safety and security. Bye-bye, folks.
Hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism, please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.